Grab your trainers as we're about to head out on a long run here on Welfare Daily. Coming up, we revisit a podcast that I recorded with half of running duo Twice a Health. My guest is Emily Keir. In the interview, I ask Emily how the heck she caught the running bug to such an extent that running has become her life, and she's now on the road to running an ultramarathon. It's a lovely chat, and I'm sharing it again for everyone who might be tempted to follow in her footsteps.
Do you think fitness is like, has it changed your social circle?
Oh, massively. I think even Hannah's boyfriend said the other day, he was like, is it just because I've entered this world or are there definitely more ultra runners? And I was like, well, we have probably just surrounded you with a load of runners. But I was like, no, so many more people are taking on ultra marathons. Before, like, it was a handful of people. And if someone said they were doing a marathon, you're like, are you insane? Now you probably know 8 people in your office who are running the marathon. Or yeah, fitness has massively changed. And I think also the scale and the dream that people have around fitness, for a lot of people it would just be, I want to go to a spin class, and now people want to go out and achieve something. They want to hike a mountain, they want to do an Ironman. And I think people's dreams are now bigger in the fitness world.
Because yours have got huge. You've just mentioned ultra marathons.
Yeah.
So you've just come off the back of Paris Marathon. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you are now training for a 100K run.
Yeah, 100-kilometre run. It's called Race to the Stones. It's along one of the oldest trails in the UK. It's supposed to be beautiful. I've heard good things. And the other day when I was looking at the map, to put it in perspective, it's kind of like running from Reading to Swindon is basically the route, which I had a little freak out when I looked at the route because I was like, it's quite a long way to drive, let alone run. But it's again, we got to change our mindset again, because before it was going from track to half marathon, then it was half marathon to full marathon, and now it's a full marathon to 100 kilometres, which is just over 2 marathons. So yeah, it's a very long way, and you've got to, again, you've got to have no ego going into this. You've got to leave that at the door, because otherwise it's going to kick your ass.
And how are you approaching it? How are you approaching the getting slower?
Yeah, so getting slower is, again, the ego's got to be like, no, it's fine, we've just got to be slower, otherwise we won't actually get to the end. it's difficult because you have to completely change your running style. As I said, I have a very long stride and quite a leapy, boundy runner. It's not very efficient, so don't try that. So yeah, it's bringing it back in, making the stride a little bit shorter, and yeah, just sort of getting comfortable with chatting, accepting you're going to be out there for like at least 11 hours, which is slightly daunting. But the training as well is going to be a completely new experience for us. We're working with Luke Tabersky, who I mentioned earlier, and also our coach, Brad. So that'll be pairing our strength training alongside some serious mileage.
When you do something like this, does it then just take over your whole life? Or do you have a fitness life and a normal life, or are they all one of the same thing?
That's a really good question. It's hard, I think, because so many of our friends now are runners. So it's very easy for it to not take over our lives, because even if friends aren't training for as far, they'll come and join us probably for a bit of the run, and that can be a massive highlight of a long run, having a friend join you for a little bit. It makes all the difference. So I think because we're so lucky that we do have such a fitness bubble of a friendship group, but I can massively see for other people how it can quickly become very much your bubble, and it completely takes over your life. And I think you do need to be very aware of that. Even though it's something you can be super passionate about and you want to do, you don't want to shut yourself out from your friends and family and your social life. Like, it should be something that should be all encompassing and really rewarding. You should get to the end and look back, and obviously you have the bad training days, but you want to look back at the overall experience and be like, that was epic and I didn't miss out on anything.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Welfare Daily. Remember, if you like the show, then you can listen to the full episodes here on Spotify. And please don't forget to rate and review so other runners can find us too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.